Thank you, Philip, and good morning, everyone. My name is Yunwen Wang. I'm a postdoc in Dr. Lu's lab. Dr. Lu, also my boss, is here. Today, I want to talk about mapping a resistance gene in latest accession from the plant introduction station, PI35800001-1. Before we to go to my topic, I'd like to get through very quickly about some information about lettuce. There are 7 lettuce horticulture types in the world. In the American, most we can buy in market is a crispy head, romaine, green leaf, and butt head lettuce. In addition to these 4, also butterveil is also a subtype of a crispy head and a Latin and a stem lettuce. Stem lettuce is very popular in China. And also they have another one, oilseed lettuce, mainly produced in Egypt for oil production. In the United States ranks the second largest lettuce production in the world. First one is China. Every year in U.S., about 260,000 acres harvest for lettuce production. And the annual value of lettuce, like about $2 billion. For the bacterial leaf spot, it is caused by the Manus camporatris vetem. It is a seed-borne bacteria, and about 100 years ago, it reported in the South Carolina and Virginia. After 1918s in California, we know California and Arizona is the biggest 2 production area in the United States. So California is the outbreak of this disease occurred. And after 1919s in Florida, it's occurred, and also in Ohio. And at this moment, no chemical can control these diseases. So breeding the host resistance, it will be a very promising method. Here is the symptom of these diseases on the leaf. And for this bacteria, it produces some yellow pigment, so the colony showed a yellow color on medium. We test some isolate of the bacteria in Florida. Here, one recovered in 1993, and that year a severe outbreak happened in the Everglades area. We test 2 times, repeat 2 times, for the disease incidence and the severity. Among these 3 isolate recovered from different year, a severe outbreak happened and a variable symptom in the field, but no outbreak of these diseases, and minor diseases happening in last year. So we recovered, tested 3 isolates for this pathogen. We can see the L7 have the highest incidence, and also the severity is high among these 3 isolates. So it means the variation in different year have some it happened. Also, Dr. Lu tested some germplasm and cultivars by the L7, this isolate, the highest virulent bacteria. We can see here most crispy head and romaine cultivars or accessions are susceptible. Only few resistance. Here, little GM, this Latin type lettuce, shows resistance. So this one usually use a standard control for the test for the bacterial leaf spot diseases. Before our research in California, they do some research about the germplasm test. They found for the Latin type cultivar, I mentioned the little GM and the Pavane, these 2 show the high level resistance. And also another one, Batavia, Labrelati, this also shows the high resistance. They published one paper last year, reported a single dominant gene control this host resistance, and also the marker gene on linkage group 2. Why we do test in this accession, PI358001-1? Because we use the highest the virulent strain L7 to challenge all the 29 accessions we found. Compared to the little gene here, the incidence and also the severity of the diseases, this accession have a very low incidence and also high resistance. We think maybe have some different gene or different gene alleles control this this host resistance. Also, Dr. Liu last year report used the associative mapping to analyze 179 latest accession and with the 315 SNP markers. They found three SNP markers, one located on linkage group 2 and another two located on linkage group 4 associated with this host resistance in this accession. So we think we need to go further to identify where the position on the linkage group. What we do is we develop F3, F2 and 3 families by the cross between PI358001-1 leaf letters with another Tor Guzman Roman letters, develop 163 F2 plants, also do self-cross produce F3 families. We test 124 F2 plants for the genotyping and also their families to test the disease resistance reaction. And also we count the segregation ratio in the F3 families. Here is the result for phenotyping result. Out of 162 plants families, because of one family, we don't have enough seeds to test the phenotype. We got 32 homozygous resistance in F3 family, and 44 for homozygous, 48 for homozygous subsample families, and 82 heterozygous resistance. Here I have some picture. This one is a homozygous resistance, means in the family we test 8 to 10 plants. All the plant is very clean, no symptom on the leaf. So we classified this as a homozygous resistance. Like contrast to this, all the plants, if they show the symptom, we classified it into susceptible. Some plants show some symptoms, some plants are very clean, we classified heterozygous resistance. By this result, it fit 1:2:2:1 ratio. It means it's a single gene control this host resistance. For the molecular marker, we use AFP markers, SSR markers, because now in the United States, in the world, only like about 100 SSR markers are public accessible. So we get use these SSR markers for the anchor marker, and use the three SNP Dr. Liu identified before. I successfully converted two of them to a CAPS marker. You can show in the jaw. So we like this kind of use-friendly markers. We use MapMaker, this classical software, to calculate the linked group, and LOD value we use 5. Here I'd like to show some our result. This is the AFRP marker. From this combination, we found two polymorphic band. The left two lines is a parent, one parent here, another parent. From this side is 62 F2 plants. We use another gel, totally 124 plants shown here. And this is our SSR markers, also parent, one parent, another parent, all the 62 plants. CAPS marker I mentioned earlier, this one Dr. Liu identified on linked group 2. We converted it to CAPS marker. It gives us a very clear result. Okay, by our research, we found the gene for the PI358001-1, this control this host gene located on linked group 2. So it's same with the highest reported in California, is same linked group. And also the position probably on the top end, this part. In this linked group, I'd like to show some anchor marker. This one is for S&P marker. We convert to CAPS marker here. It's the same linked on the linked group, and one SSR on linked group 2, and another AFP markers here. So we can say the gene for this accession is located on linked group 2. But the question is if this gene is a different gene from the other three resistance cultivars, or they are same gene, different alleles, we still didn't know yet. I guess maybe in the next few years, we will isolate it. We will to mapping this gene and find some markers to closely link the markers to do MAS selection. Okay, I'd like to thank USDA grant to my boss, Dr. Liu, and also my colleagues in and EIEC station for their technology support, and also Krishna, he sits here. We share a lot of research experience. And I'd like to also thank Dr. McCord and Mr. Kenna and Canal Pond Sugarcane Research Station give us some equipment, share their equipment. Okay, thank you for your attention. I'm ready to answer some questions here.